Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalam Abeis, two lines up from the bottom. Today's shir, as well as all the Mitechla shirim, are sponsored by Michal and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So just one discussion that we relates to yesterday's daf, and that is, we spoke about a Kohen and a Levi, different types of Kablanus, and now today's daf and yesterday's daf a little bit got into what if Kohen and Levi are either on one side of the equation, are either the balabais or they are the sharecroppers. So the Mishnah said that the Kohen and a Levi were makabel sadeh miYisrael. We'll talk about that with him a little bit later, about whether it's appropriate to have a Kohen servicing in the in your field. But according to Levi, there were makabel. So the Mishnah quoted a machlokes satanoim about that arrangement. The Tanakhama said that they split whatever percentage. If the balabais, if the landowner gets 30%, he takes his 30% of the crops and he gives trumas and maestros from that 30%, and he give the trumas and the maestros to whoever he wants to give it to. While Rabbi Lezer says no, the sharecropper Kohen Levi, he gets it. He gets the trumas and the maestros. Ha-maiser shalahem. Why? Shalmanas kein ba'u. Because of this, they made this like a condition. It's a condition that they're going to get. I'm working in the field. I'm a Kohen, so I'm going to get it. That's the Rebbe Lezer Shita. So the Gemara says, well, the Rabbanan answer, Rebbe Lezer, but mekano, how is he kone it? Meaning, it's a davar shelo bala olam. It's not here yet for him to be kone. So the Gemara says that Rebbe Lezer answered that it's kind of an automatic kinyan. It's a nasa kimi. Nasa kimi. It's as if it was conditioned explicitly, which it was not, but that's how it is. And the Rabbanan say back, you can't say that. You could say naase once, but you can't say naase twice. Right? That was the lashon of ofna, less non ufna, which Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky explained is a wheel needs a wheel. You can't say two, like tre migu lo amrinan, tre stama naase lo amrinan. If they would have said, I'm kone it. So then you could say it's as if he did a kinyan chazaka. He dug a little bit in the ground to be kone the karka, and then memela will be kone everything that comes out of the karka. But he didn't say that. So Rabbanan say you can say two stomachs. The issue of davarsh kinyan, davarsh lo bala olam, we met the Rambam yesterday in Hilchas Mechira in Perach of Beis, is a discussion that the Rishonim have based on the story, and the Achronim, based on the story of Yaakov and Esav. Right. The question is, every detail in that story about selling the Bechorah is a davar she'ein bo mamish. The Bechorah is also a davar shelo bala olam. So the Rishonim discuss whether we can learn anything from the story of how the sale was took place. If you look in the Rivash in Siman Shin Chav Ches quotes, Od kasavta, shera'isa kasu b'shem harav rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher. The questioner saw in the name of the tour, Yaakov ben Asher, shekasu b'shem av harash, that wrote in the name of his father, ta'amakna, davar shelo bala olam, im nishba al kacha shekana. Even though you can't be kona, davar shelo bala olam, or makna, if you take a shvua, then it would work. Unusual. Why should a shvua make a difference? Hakonev, afilu meisa makna, mekakayim. And even if the makna died, the mekak would be kaim as long as the shvua was done. V'rayaso, mimichiras habachorah. Unbelievable. The raya, according to this version, of quote of the Torah B'Shem, the Raj, they brought a raya that a shvua would work on a davashab olam from Yaakov and Esav. Right? Shemachar Esav li Yaakov, v'ksiv hishav ali. Right? Why did Yaakov make Esav swear? It must be because it was a davar shelo bala olam. Right? The whole assumption of that is that the avos had to keep, not only do the mitzvahs, but they had to keep halacha. And the same rules of kinyanim that apply today apply then. So if they did a shvua then to solve the problem, so too here. So the Gemara answers, the Rivash answers, I don't agree. Tshuva, lav harash zav, aloha rav rabbeinu Yaakov chasim yaleh. You're quoting this Mesorah. So, it's not a Mesorah that I rely on. I don't think the Russian the tour said that. Ve'eni roeh litzlos begavri raver v'kavasayu svarazu she'en la mashatismoch. I don't think you should put such a svara on great people that if you don't even know where it comes from. V'gaha raya sheviyu b'shvamein la'ikr. And also the raya, l'fisha yakodim adibur. That was before our Sinai. Uman le'ma lunch lo'ya ma'adam makna oz davar shlo bala olam. Maybe the halacha changed. Maybe then people can be makna davar shlo bala olam. V'ashvua ha'isa l'rafcha d'milsa. Why was the shvua? To make it more serious. Shlo ya'arer Esav b'davar. So Esav wouldn't complain later on about it. Ki hikiru Yaakov b'zeid yahir v'ishzroa. Yaakov knew who he was dealing with. Therefore, he wanted to make him swear lefichach hishbo. That is the Rivash in the in the tshuva. So that's one idea about the Shavuot. If you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Arachayim HaKadosh Ir in Parshas Toldos also discusses this idea, and he focuses on a different word. He says, Tam Shehutzrach L'Shavuot, L'Hiyos, Ki Yesh Bebechora Pratim Shein Dvarim Shein Behen Mamash, Kimo HaKovid V'Hama'ale, Shalem Hikpid Yaakov, V'Avodes Beis Elokeinu, Shei Bebechoros, It's a Dover Shein Bo Mamash. It's just a right. How are you Kona a right? Ukufi Taraseinu Hakadosha, Ein Adam Makne, Loba Mecher, Veloba Matana, Dover Shein Bo Mamish, Kiyadua. Right, the Rambam quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Bechira, Heyudalid, that you can't sell a Dover Shein Bo Mamish. Right, Lazen Nishakim Lizakos Vidavar Ayudei Shvua. That's what the Shvua held for. Vecheni Askamas Poskia Torah, Kiyashvua Chala Bein Al Dover Shein Bo Mamish, Ubein Al Dover Shein Bo Mamish. Right, even if it's like a Shvua, because the Shvua is Chal on the Guf HaAdam. Right, and therefore Yeshbo, that's what the Torah writes in Yeradeus Reish Lamates, maybe a Lushitaso, and therefore it's Yeshbo Mamish. The person is Yeshbo Mamish. Vomer He Shavali. Right, and that's why it worked. Vihine, and then the Arachaim continues, Vinei Shvua Zulo Tasbik Lekinin Dover Shlo Bala Olam. But what about the Dover Shlo Bala Olam problem? Kitam De'ein Adamak Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Hu Litzad, because after all, what's the Dover Shlo Bala Olam problem? De'lo Samcha Daite De'lo Keyach. Because there's no Smichas Das. Right, we don't, this is option number one. What's the problem with Dover Shlo Bala Olam? Because we don't think he's serious enough. And that's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Avalam haya daito somechas haya nikne. Vishvua lo toal baze. Lakin huzrach lomar kayom. So the Arachayim HaKadosh thinks that the, what solved the Dover Shlo Bala Olam problem is a different word in the pasuk. Hishavali kayom. Kayom means it's, somehow maybe mehayom, maybe it's lamafre. That's what he says in the previous pasuk. What is the kayom? Vinira. Ki lios ki bechore zushakonim imena yishba pratam jinim emetzias. El bamos aviv. Dover Shlo Bala Olam. And the Torah says, you know, you can't be makre. Lochet nezen is chakim lomar kayom kedeshi is kaim hamechir. What's kayom? So he quotes that the poskim quote that it's sayed ani she'en lo mayochal she'amar mashiyalim b'mitzvati ayom. You have a poor fisherman that says whatever I catch today is going to be mine, and I'm going to sell it to you so you can give me money for it. Give me food. So that's kayom. That works. Why? Mishum kedei chayav. Right, because the Chazal allowed a certain type of kinyan in order to live. Kedei chayav, that's kayom. Just today. And therefore, that's the kayom. That is the reason. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's the Rivash. And this, these 2 days in the Rishonim and in the Misora that was quoted, B'Shem the Tur, Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, in Breishas discussed, maybe it relates to the two problems, potential problems that are quoted by the Achronim for Ein Adamak Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Is it a problem, like the Arachayim HaKadosh said, a chisaron in Smichas Das? Right? I don't know if I don't have it, I'm not so serious. Or no, he's perfectly serious. But the question is, kinyanim have to be chal on something. They need something tangible. They need something, and therefore, if it's not tangible, so then it is you're not able to have a formal kinyan on it, right? That's the Allah. Chisaron b'smichas chisaron be'etzem gidri a kinyan dina kinyan chal al chifet she'inu ba'olam b'shas hakna oda chisaron b'smichas das, right? And that's the Arachayim HaKadosh, as we just saw, holds that it's a b'smichas das problem, but the Levush in Choshen Mishpat and the Rabbi Yehuda holds that formal kinyan problem. So maybe that is the nafgamina between the Rivash and the questioner in the Rivash, whether a Shvua would work. Because if there's a Shvua, so then there's still a problem with it's a chal on something, but if it's Michas Das, the Shvua shows that he is serious. So he's Venera, the Panachlagu, our Rashva Rivash. Right, that's what he thinks. The Rash holds that it's because of a Chisar and a Michas Das, that's why a Shvua would help. I think Tos have a Shvua chalakinyan, but the Rivash says no. It's about the rules and regulations of kinyanim, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. So that's a discussion in the Rav Asher Weiss, and he quotes there's a Gemara about Metzia Daf Tezayin, which seems to be an issue, Smichas Dash issue. Okay, but that was all a little bit yesterday's Daf about Davar Shaloba La'olam. Okay, there's more. Maybe we'll talk about Kinyan Chazaka, which comes up, but first let's do a little bit of our Daf, and we'll see if there's any time later on. So Tani. So the Gemara says now, the Mishnah had a case of a Kohen and a Levi being Kablanim for a Yisrael. So now we're going to talk about other cases. Tani says the Brisa, says the Tosefta. Kohen, me Kohen. Levi, me Levi. Yisrael, me Yisrael. If everybody's the same, Shevet status. Chok and Lemaisris. So then the Brisa says, then you split it evenly. Split it evenly. So the Gemara says, Lemi Nitzracha, who is the Tosefta needed for, according to which opinion? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who the second opinion in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, who usually the Kablan is able to keep the Trumas of the Maisris, because that's the automatic Stoma Naaseh, but that's only if the owner, the landowner, is a Yisrael. L'Rebbe Lazar. Avagav the Rebbe Lazar, Amar HaMaiser Shalahen, Shalmanas Kein Bo, even though the Rebbe Lazar says that they get to keep the Maiser, because that's part of the implicit Tanai, Modi Huhacha Shein Cholkem HaMaisers. But if the owner himself is a Kohen or a Levi, then we don't say that that Tanai took place, and therefore they split it evenly. Good. What about the following? Now the Brisa says the opposite case. Yisrael shekibel sadami kohen. Right, our Mishnah had Kohen Levi were the kablanim for Yisrael. Now the opposite case. What if Yisrael is a sharecropper for a kohen? Right, the Mishnah says dafnu ches that there everybody would agree that that it goes to the land, to the Bailam, right? Because he's the owner. So the Amar Lo. So if the Yisrael, the worker says to the Kohen, Almanas shehi amaisa shali, I make it tana almanas that the maisrus should be mine, and I should be able to give it to whoever I want. O shalcha, or I want them all to be yours. O shali v'shalcha, or we split it. Mutter, meaning any case that the Yisrael is the kaplan from the Kohen and makes any tanai, it's all mutter. Right? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is going to be, it's just the contrast of the next case. And that is as follows. Kohen shekibel sadem Yisrael. So now we get back to the case of our Mishnah. A Kohen is bekabel omer lo almanas sheyu hamaisa sheli mutter. He says beferish, not like the case in our Mishnah where it was a question of stoma and what's going to work. So he says almanas that the maisers are mine. I want the maisers mutter. That's mutter. What's the chiddush? We don't say that. We know one is not allowed to be misayeya le kohen bebeis hagranos. The kohen is going to do me a favor, and therefore I'm going to give him the trumas of the maestros, or the kohen is going to allow the trumas of the maestros to be given based on work that he is doing. So here, Kohen who says is makabel from Yisrael amanas that they're mine, right? So then we don't assume that is a problem of kohen misayeya. We don't assume that that's like payment for the Kohen's work, right? That's okay. It's mutter. But what about shelcha aser? If a Kohen says to Yisrael, well, you'll be able to keep all the trumas of the maestros. I know I'm a Kohen, but you'll be able to keep it. No, because that's a problem, because that appears that it's as if he's paying a chov with his trumas of the maestros. Like, I have the trumas of the maestros, the Kohen, I'm letting you have it. Right, and that's why it's also. Look at the Mara Folda on the fourth line. If the Kohen worker says, you, the landowner, can get to keep the Chumas and the Maestras, and you can give it to whoever you want, that's Aser. It appears, even if you're not, but this is the agreement, but it's as if it appears that you gave the Maestras, because you gave me this job that I'm able to work in your field as a Kablan and make a living that way, so I'm giving you, and that is not a Sheli v'shelcha. What if he says, let's split it. Let's make some type of agreement where we split it. We take out the next word. Sheli v'shelcha. Well, it depends then. Kibla, or we added in a word. Im kibla mimenu kederach hamakablim. If he made the arrangement, the derech of the makabla, meaning the normal percentage that a landowner gets, they split it the normal way, whatever percentage he gets, 30% of the profit, whatever it is, and the worker keeps 70%. So if they made the regular arrangements, then mutter, then you can split it properly. Im lav aser, but if they didn't, if the landowner is receiving a larger portion, let's say 85%, and then the worker is only getting 15%. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a little too much in the opposite direction. Let's say he's referring 40% instead of 30%. So then that's usur. That's usur. If he gives the balabayas a greater percentage of crop, and then they're each going to split it. No, that's usur. So the Gemara says, why is that usur? Belokach ena ma'aser shalahen. Right. Either way, the chumas and the ma'aseres, the percent, the proper percent of the chumas and the ma'aseres, are going to go to however you split it. He gets 30%, 40%. Let's say the owner gets 40%. So he's going to take off proper chumas and ma'aseres from the proper ratio, and the worker is going to split up. So why is that nira kaporei achov? If he gives the owner more of a crop, right, he gets the same percentage no matter how much of crop he gives to the Baal HaBayis. So the Gemara says, no, really, this is the problem. The following, this is the case of Sheli v'Shelcha, that last case of the Tosefta. Ela Hachni, Sheli, Sheli. So if he says, what's mine is going to be mine. Again, the worker Kohen says, what's mine is going to be mine. The Trumas of the Maestro, Stafrashes. Shelcha, Sheli v'Shelcha. And what's yours, I'm also going to get a portion of. I'm going to get a portion of your truma, of the trumas and maestros that you're mafresh also. So what I'm mafresh, I'm keeping, and what you're mafresh, I'm also going to get a percentage. So then, if kibbutz menu kederecha makabla mutter, they can make that arrangements if the landowner received the normal amount of crop. But if im lav aser, so in that case, it has a real appearance of nira kaporea chov im trumas and maestros. Why? Because here the worker Kohen is going to get a larger a portion of the percentage of Trumas or Maestros, it seems like in order, in response for allowing the share, the owner to have more of the crop. So therefore, that gives the appearance, and Maris Ayin, it is a problem. So that is all about the Kohen being the sharecropper for a Yisrael. Right, a lot of details here, but that's what it is. Interesting that the Kohen, is there any issue with a Kohen Bichlal being a sharecropper for a Yisrael? Right? What about a Kohen working for a Yisrael? If you look at the Hagos Mordechai in Maseches Gittin, the Taz quotes this in Aruch Chaim in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. There's a story there. Maisa b'Kohen sheYatzak b'Yam al Yedei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a Kohen that was pouring water, maybe washing Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and a Talmud said, we had this already earlier in the Yerushalmi, but it's the Talmud asked him, doesn't the Yerushalmi say, if somebody uses a Kohen, he violates Me'ilah. So how could you, Rabbeinu Tam, quote, use this Kohen to wash your hands? And Rabbeinu Tam says, Ein Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. No. There's no Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. You don't have to worry about the Kohen. Why? To Kaim along, because the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Tezayin, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Bizman Shebigdeim Aleihem, Kedusha Sam Aleihem. When they're wearing the Big De Kahuna, so then they're calling him. Ein Bigdeim Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam Aleihem. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry about it. Right? He's not worried about God, so he's not really a Kohen. But the question is, one second, what does that mean? He's not really a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. He can't eat Truma without Big Day Kahuna. He can't get the first Aliyah. We don't have no Mitzvah Vikidashto. So what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry about it. I could use this Kohen Bizman to say, he could work for me. He could work for me. Like in our case, we have the Kohen who's a Makabel. So is there any issue with that? So the way the Achronim answer, explain Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Soloveitchik says this, Rav Shachter has this in Ginas Egos, in Simen Nun Beis, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that the language of the Yerushalmi is, doesn't say it's usur to use a Kohen, to have a Kohen work for you. It says, Mishtamesh Bekahuna Ma'al. Right? What's the language of Ma'al Me'ila? Me'ila means benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So it should say usur. What's the Lashon of Ma'al? So Rav Soloveitchik explained there are two Kedushas Kahunas. And the Achronim say this in different ways. Right? There's two Kedushas Kahunas. There's Kohen B'Mikdash and Kohen B'Gvulin. That was Rav Soloveitchik's Lashon. There's a Kedushas Kohen regarding everything outside the Beis HaMikdash, like Truma, like getting the first Aliyah, like giving him Kavod. And that does not need Big Day Kahuna, right? And that's automatic and lights forever and ever. But then there's a Kohen Big Mikdash to do the Avoda. That's what the Gemara says, Banshe Big Day Malem Kunasam Malem. In order to do the Avoda, one has to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Hamishtamish Beguna, using a Kohen for servicing, that's a function of the Kohen Big Mikdash, not a function of the Kohen Bigvulin. And therefore, he says, we don't have it today. He's not wearing the Begunim tonight. So therefore, he's not a Kohen Big Mikdash. And this Isser, Mishtamish Bekahuna, is part of that second issue. And that's what I'll read it from the Ginas Egos. V'yed beis kedushas kuna yesh, de'yesh kedushas kuna shebikvulin, ha'osarto la'hakohen bigrusha, umatiraso bitruma, umechayevas l'kuliyama bichvodo. There's kohen bigvulin, and that's the Isser of grusha, and that and chalala, and that allows him to eat truma. and everybody has to give him kavod. V'yesh kedushas kuna shebemikdash hamachshir to lahakohen laavoda tahainu. Right, that's where it says mechusar begadim sheshimesh chay misib deishamayim b'zman sheemikdem aleim kunasim aleim havilei kizarim and azar sheshimesh is chayim misa. So there are two chaluyos in that regard. Look at Rav Yosef Engel and Klal Yotes also says something similar. So that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that the language of the Yerushalmi of Ma'al tips us off that the Isra of using a Kohen is part of the Kohen B'Mikdash. The other way that you might say it also, some Achronim say it in a more extreme way, and that there's a Kohen Kegaver Kohen and a Kohen Kechefza Kohen. If you look in Parshat Tetzaveh, the Kohanim are formulated as Aaron, they pour the oil on the Kelim, Lekadsham, they pour the oil on the Kohanim, Lekadsham, right? The Kohen is both a Gavra and, so to speak, an item of the Beis HaMikdash, like a Chefza. So a Kohen Kegavra, that's outside the Beis HaMikdash. He could eat Truma and he could give him Kavod V'chulu. But a Kohen Kechefza, right? We have that by the Avodas too, right? The Achronim says Shechita Kshir Bazar, if Salvechik explains. Right? Shechita Kshir Bazar, because Shechita Lav Avodah. It's one of the days in Tosfos. The Shechita is called Lav Avodah. But it is one of the four Avodos HaKarban. Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika. So what does it mean, Shechita Lav Avodah? A big discussion. But again, there might be two elements in Shechita's Kachim also, right? A Kiyim in the Chefts of the Karban and a Kiyim in the Gavra. So too here, by the two Kedushas of a Kohen as well, it might be related to that. So that's again a discussion. The Taz quotes that in Arachayim, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, four lines from the bottom. Yisrael Shekibel Sadem Yisrael. So now, Yisrael. Amanashi Yom Yisrael Shalzeh. What if they make an agreement, a Yisrael and Yisrael, they make an agreement that it's going to go to a specific designated Kohen, right? So says the Brisa Aser. But if I'm going to take it and give it to a specific Kohen Mutter, sounds like the same thing. So the Gemara says, "Vlo dal hi kad maisa." What's the difference between the two cases? Between the Reish and the Seifa? It sounds like both cases, in terms of making an agreement, you're going to give it to a specific designated Kohen. So does it work or does it not work? So what's the chiddush between, what's the difference between the cases? The Gemara answers, two answers. Amar of Acha, im tirtze b'nehem. Im tirtza, if you want, the Mara Folda explains, was this a clause in the contract that there's no choice, you have to, so then that's not allowed. Basically, he's exchanging the right to choose which Kohen in order to get the Kabbalah to do work for you, right? So then, you know, is that allowed? So if it's part of the atnai, that without this atnai, the transaction is off, that's usur. But if it's just, you know, I'd appreciate this, that would be okay. Top Mara Folta. Reisha Lomari Be'im Tirtza. The Reisha that says Aser doesn't mean Im Tirtza. If you want, Ala Ali Ani Masnitcha Shetitin L'Kohen Zeh Aser. If you make a T'nai, that is going to be Aser. You cannot. You're going to get to what the Svaras are. You can't exchange the right. You know, I'll agree to give it to that Kohen if you're going to do work for me. So that's not allowed. But the Seif is a case where he says, Ani vata nosin amaisu lozeh im tirtza. If you agree to this, I'd love to give it to this Kohen. Az mutter, shari eini muchrach lakach, because he's not forcing him. Ve'eno nireh kikone hamaisris bishvil kablanuso. And it doesn't give the appearance that he's kone the maisris, going to follow in order to be a kablam. If you look in the Gilyonis of Chaim Kanievsky, he seems to have a different understanding. He says maybe the chiluk is like it says at the beginning of Sechas Makas, Amanash lo tashbiteni shviyas, Amanas, that shviyas is not mishamet, or I know shviyas is mishamet, but I'm making a separate tanai not to allow shviyas to be mishamet. So he connects it to that type of understanding, so feel free to look there to know how he fits it into the words. So the Gemara says, that's one. So im tirtza b'nehem, is it a real automatic tanai that the transaction is off if you don't agree to this, or it's just an im tirtza? That's number one. Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi has a different shot. Hein de tamar mutter. When is it mutter to make such an arrangement? Is as we said earlier, where the landowner is getting a normal percentage of the that's agreed upon by mekablim. So then, this is not called patent looked at as payment for something else. The hein de at amar aser. When is it aser to make such an arrangement? Because when the owner is going to receive more crops in exchange for giving the kablon the right to work in the field, and the right to choose. the right to choose which kohen. So that's near of a problem. Again, if the owner is going to get more land and give up his right to choose which kohen is going to get the maaseris, right, so that is not allowed. So that's a machlokes, Rav Acha and Rav Yossi, in terms of how to answer the stira. So the Gemara says now, maybe the root of this machlokes is the following. Asya, Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Acha, Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina. We have a machlokes elsewhere. Whether a person is allowed to sell his rights of Tovas Hana. Tovas Hana, meaning the right to choose which Kohen, which Levi, is a person allowed to sell that? Person allowed to sell that. What is it based on? It's based on a pasuk, as we'll see. But first, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Adam Nosi Masrosa B'Tovas Hana. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says it's mutter for a person to sell his Tovas Hana for payment, and therefore you can't say right that Rav Acha holds that way. The first opinion, therefore, you can't say that it's the what Rabbi Yossi suggests. Because that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi says is the problem here. Why is it usur in the seifa? Because it appears that he's selling the rights. But you're allowed to sell the rights. So that's why Rav Acha has to come up with a different answer to answer the Reisha and the Seifa. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan, though, argues, and Rav Yossi goes like Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan Amar, Ein Adam Nosi Maisos B'Tovas Hana. A person is not allowed to sell his rights, of Tovas Hana, to choose which Kohen, which Levi, for money. And because that's Aser, that's how he explains the Brisa. This is connected, but it's not exactly the same machlokas. This machlokas is about whether you're allowed to sell the rights of the Tovas Hana. There's a separate machlokas a few times in Shas, whether that right itself is considered an asset. Whether Tovas Hana Mamon or Tovas Hana Eino Mamon. Right? That's a question itself, Nafkamina, in terms of Kiddushin. Right? In terms of Kiddushin, that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin Nunches, Tovas Hana. Right? The Gemara Nunches of Nunches. Omar Ula. Tovas Hana Eino Mamon. Right? It's not Mamon. It's not called an asset. So the Gemara asks, Hamakadesh Bitshumus Uba Maisos Uba Matanos. A Yisrael can be Makadesh. What do you mean? Yisrael doesn't own the Truma. It must be that it's called an asset that I can choose. So I'm like, no, that's talking about a case where Yisrael got the Tevel from his mother's father, and it's Matan Shalomer Kavisha Hermudamian. Right, so the Gemara gives answers to the question. But that's the discussion. Steve and the Rambam, what the Rambam paskas. The Rambam paskas was Trumos. Parakut Beis, that Tovas Hana is not Mamon, and also in Ishus, if Yisrael is Makadish, a woman with Truma, it's Eina Mukudeshes, because the Yisrael can't eat the Truma, and Tovas Hana is not Mamon, and also, if somebody steals Tevel, Rambam says in Ochas Geneva, Parak Beis Alacha Hey, if somebody steals Tevel from a Yisrael, he does not pay Kefel. Kivan she'ein lahen ba el tovas hano, but tovas hano ain't a mamon. So Rambam in a few places, in Ilchas Ishus, and in Ilchas Geneva, and Ilchas Shumas also paskas tovas hano is ain't a mamon, while the problem is that the paskin in Ilchas Nedarim, if somebody asers hana'a on a certain kohen, he's not allowed to give him the truma. Right? He's aser litin lo truma, viti has to give it to a different kohen. Why? The Rava says in the Dharam, that's called Tovas Hanoa Mamon. So if I give it to a Kohen, it's as if I'm giving him an asset. So that's a stira. That's to be worked on. The Rambam generally paskins Tovas Hanoa is not Mamon. But based on the Gemara in the Dharam, Daf Pedalet, he paskins that seems to pass that Tovas Hanoa is Mamon for Mudur Hanoa. If I'm Mudur Hanoa from a Kohen, I can't give it to him. So the Achronim work on that kasha. The Kesef Mishnah says in the Machan Ephraim, maybe there's a difference between, you have to say, there's a difference between Tovas Hanoa, the Mudur Hanoa, and Tovas Hana in general. That even if you say Tovas Hana is Eino Mamon, regarding Nidarim, even this Hana, even if it's not a specific asset, it's still Aser, because Vitor is Aser B'Mudur Hana, even a tiny little less than a Shava Pruta, therefore there's a question. But that whole discussion is whether the Tovas Hana is itself is called an asset. Our Gemara here is about whether you're allowed to sell, that asset, and that's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. If you look in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Chaf, that it is allowed. The Rambam says that it's allowed. If you look in that halacha, the Rambam says the lo yitein adam truma. He doesn't quote the iser. Lo yitein, a person shouldn't give truma to a worker. Let's show margito, because that it appears that you're giving them matanos for an avoda. Halacha selazu, Right? Israel could say to what Israel, here, take this money, v'tein shuma o bachar o shar matanos l'ploni yakoed ben biti, o ben achosi v'chok ha'yasi b'zeh. Yisrael could tell a different Yisrael, take this money and please give your shuma to so-and-so. So that's basically selling the right. Selling the right. So they bought the puts of the Rambam Pasim like Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina in this case. So now the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Why did Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina say it's mutter? It's alluded to in the Pasik. V'ishes kadashav lo yihiyu. A man, his kadshim lo yihiyu are to him. Right? So what we understand that to mean, the financial right is his. Lo yihiyu, to choose. To choose. Right? That's what the Mara Folda says. The Sifri, he quotes Lama Namar, Levishu Omer, kadshim was hakadashim, asher yarimu b'nei Yisrael, shomei ani yitzlein bizroa, tamalomar lo. Yiyu tovas hana labaylam. That's what we darshan. Ma'ava le Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan says it's asur. A person cannot. It's not his to have as an asset. Yitneim l'chol misha yirtze. Right? Lo just means he can give it to whoever he wants. Right? Not to sell it. But he can give it to whoever he wants. Good. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yosef Chanina. The Mishnah in Darim seems to argue on Rabbi Yosef Chanina, as we just alluded to. Why konim konim levim nehenim li yitzlu balkarcho? Right. It says that if I aser konim levim for getting hana from me, then they can come and take it. What do you mean they can come and take it? What do you mean they can't? If it's tovas hana, the choice is for mine. Then how could they come take it? Right. If I'm muter hana from them, the marafol dahari nishane mine oso mamoch tovas hana shebahen. So my answer is no. Patalei ba'omer yefshi liti matana kol liker. The case there is where the person says, I'm mudra enough from all kohanim and levim. Right? I'm not allowed to give it to any. So if you do that, so then that's masal mashakasa batorah. So if it's a give masal, what you said is meaningless, and therefore they can then take it. Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this tovas hanoa issues. Again, like I said, a different emphasis in each case, but again, they're definitely overlapping and connected sugyos. Okay, we'll stop here.